countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing 295,000 readers the latest farming news and the best of rural Ireland weekly.
Now, when Mairead Lavery spoke on RTE television 2 years ago about the sudden and unexpected death of her father when she was just 12 years old, she prompted a national conversation on grief.
And I just wanted to process what the loss of my father meant to me mentally, meant to me in terms of the way I looked at life, how I trusted people, how I delegated, everything like that. Because it had a huge impact. I mean, I think it was probably, for me, you know, it was the biggest single event in my life. Because he was there and he was gone. And that was it.
Yeah, that was Mairead Lavery in conversation with Brendan O'Connor. And this weekend, Mairead, the retired editor of Irish Country Living and a farmer in Limerick, is the keynote speaker at the Embrace Farm Annual Remembrance Service for those that have died in farming accidents. The service is online tomorrow at 2 p.m. through the charity's website, embracefarm.com. Good morning, Mairead.
Good morning, Damien. And it's the sun is shining here in the southwest. We haven't seen it for ages.
Is that right? Oh, well, yeah. I was down there actually where they were cutting silage a few weeks ago and it was very cloudy and farmers were racing to get fields cut. So I'm glad to hear it. Now, for listeners who don't know your own family story, can you explain how your father died and how the death gave you some insight into what farm families experience in the aftermath of an accident? Now, he didn't die of an accident, but there was the suddenness of it.
No, it was the suddenness of it. I can always remember it was a Monday morning. It was in May. There was a lot of stock going to the mart up in Ashford in Wicklow. And everything was busy. I can see him at the kitchen door with his braces on and he's shouting at the dogs because the dogs were carrying on. And we toddled all off to school, myself and my younger siblings. And about 12 o'clock, you know, when we were in class, a cousin of mine, so we saw him coming to the school and wondered what he was doing there. And then only to find out from our two teachers, to be told by our two teachers that our father had died suddenly. He'd been at the mart in Ashford and he was leaning over a pen of calves and he just never stood up.
God.
He just died that quickly, that suddenly. As I said in that piece in RTE, Brendan O'Connor show, he was there 1 minute and then he was gone. And back in those days, Damien, I mean, I'm giving my age away here, but I'm talking about 1970. You know, farms, like, your work doesn't stop. The cows still have to be milked that evening. The poultry fed and locked up. You know, the fertilizer put out. The work continues all the time. And, you know, that insight is important because, you know, so many people can take a pause.
Yeah.
But on a farm, you have to. You just must keep going.
And that's why you empathise or sympathise, obviously, or make a connection with people who lose a loved one in a farm accident. Because on farms, as you said, the cows have to be milked that evening.
Everything continues. And what people kind of forget about a farm, and we have a horrific history of farm accidents and fatalities, serious accidents and fatalities, is that a farm is often the home of three generations of people. There's the older farmer who's mad to keep helping and, you know, go for the cows, check the cattle, and one day he just doesn't get out of the way fast enough for a bull that's on the attack. There's the teenager wanting to get into the quad and go down to herd in the livestock and coax his mummy and daddy, and then the turn and the bad turn comes up too quickly for them. There's maybe the part-time farmer or the really busy full-time farmer, and they're working every hour that God sends, and a moment's lack of concentration, and something can happen. So, you know, it is kind of multi-generational on a farm, and, you know, it's very, very difficult, because on a farm, you know, most people, when they die, and sadly, maybe they die in hospital or in nursing homes or somewhere like that, but when somebody dies through an accident on a farm, you maybe have to pass that spot where the accident happened 20 times in your working day. You know, it's there in the yard with you. The piece of machinery is there. You know, it's very much alive and in your mind the whole time. So that's why the work that Embrace Farm is doing in terms of listening to families who have either had someone seriously injured in an accident or who has died in an accident, and the listening service they provide and the support is absolutely, you know, life-saving for people, that, you know, they can talk to others who are in a very same situation, only maybe further along the line when it comes to grief.
And you are the keynote speaker at the annual remembrance service, which has been going on for a few years now. The Rohan.
It's been going on since 2014, and I remember being at the first one, and the church was packed in Abbeyleague, St Mary's Church, absolutely packed to the door, and the names of the people, of people who had, or families who had contacted Embrace Farm with the names of people who had died in accidents, were read out. And it was so moving. I mean, there were so many people in tears. And I remember coming across a man outside and people were holding him gently. And he was in just floods of tears. And it turned out he was a man in his 40s, but he'd lost his little brother, you know, 30 years earlier.
Yeah.
And it was the first time he had really cried. And, you know, while it's not a sad day, it's a, you know,
poignant.
It's a day where people who have faced the same thing, the same terrible thing, that they know how everybody else is feeling.
Yeah.
And there's still time, actually. If you want to have somebody's name read out tomorrow at 2 o'clock, you can contact the 085 number, 085-770-9966, to have their names remembered. Last year, Embrace Farm carried out the memoriam in virtually. The same is happening this year. But there were 220 names recalled last year.
Yeah.
220 people who died because of a farm accident.
Yeah. And as you said, it's we don't have a great record in this country. Well, Mairead, we will wish you well tomorrow. You're delivering the keynote. It's at 2 o'clock and it will be streamed on embracefarm.com. And in fact, it'll be repeated on RT1 television next Sunday. That's tomorrow week at 11 on RT1. We wish you the very best. Mairead, thank you so much for joining us on the programme.